Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, our very own Life Changes team.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Francesco DeCosmo. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Life changes. Okay, so we've all been there. Our life changes at the blink of an eye, whether we want it to change or we don't want it to change, whether it changes for the positive or whether it changes for the negative. This whole show, just the being of the Life Changes Show, happened because of a life change. So let me start here. Just today, somebody who put in a donation to the GoFundMe that Mark started for the Random Acts of Kindness, which we're going to talk about in a moment, said to me they were going to give anonymously because they said it's not about them. What it's about is he's been there when he didn't know what the next thing was going to be. And in his case, I don't remember what he said, where the next meal was going to come from or where the next, you know, paycheck or something, and or how he's going to make payroll is actually what he says, which is really scary. And so he said, so I want to be there for somebody now that I'm not there anymore who is in that position, because I was in that position and I know what it feels like, and somebody stepped in for me. So in my case, the whole Life Changes Show was created in a moment where somebody said to me that the show I was working on at the time could no longer happen, and it was over, in a sense. Longer story, but in a sense, it was over. And I hung up the phone saying, what do I do now? And in my mind came the words, life changes. Now, at the time said, okay, I'll start a new show and I'll call it Life Changes with Filippo. And there I was by myself with the phone in my hand and thinking to myself, right, now how is that going to happen? And little by little, Dorothy comes along and Mark comes along and many others now, where Life Changes came to be. And from Dorothy's act of kindness, from Mark's act of kindness, and the show has been built on kindness upon kindness. And now, upon kindness, is starting the Life Changes Foundation. So I'm going to leave it at that, because we'll get into the story when we come back with the Life Changes team, our team, my team, Dorothy Donahue, Mark Leger, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, when we come back on the Life Changes Show.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Dorothy and Mark. And before we go any further, let me just thank both of you for your many, many acts of kindness, Dorothy Donahue and Mark Leger. And Mark?
Well, likewise. We wouldn't be here with each other if it wasn't for many acts of kindness from both of you, from Brent Hahn and being in the studio here, and from so much that has been growing, and all the people now that have touched and continue to support our movement of Life Changes, and Dorothy keeping us going through so many years and so much growth as we change each other's lives to get where we are today.
That's a really great intro, actually, Mark. There's so much I could say about the two of you. People could go to lifechangesshow.com and learn all about Dorothy and Mark and myself as well. But as way of introduction, I would like the pleasure at least of saying that Dorothy Donahue is the Life Changes Show executive producer, and Mark LeJure is our co-producer and co-host. Welcome to both of, well, welcome, silly. Hello. You're always here, and I'm so grateful for
it. But it's good to be welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Welcome to your show. This is your show, Dorothy Donahue.
I love my job. We've had some amazing guests on this show. Learned a lot. We've discussed everything from autism, the science of shame, relationships, how to communicate with our pets, and how to best express ourselves. I'll never forget Halcyon and how he expressed himself with his pink hair and humor.
Yes.
We've had some amazing people this year.
This year, definitely, some amazing people. Justin Brown, I really liked that episode with IdeaPod. And like you were saying, some of the musical guests were amazing. Emmett Skye was one that really stuck with me. He's awesome. Yes.
Sonny Warr.
Absolutely.
Harold Payne. Oh, my God. Harold Payne. Love the man.
Yeah.
And some fun. So many fun guests. Wendy Braun, the Make It Yes episode.
Oh, right.
She's a blast.
Yeah.
Valerie Von Sobel. What a character.
What
an
Valerie.
Amazing, yeah, she was fun.
Yeah, she was fun.
Don't just go hear her, go see her.
Right.
Go look at pictures of her, and you'll know what we mean.
Speaking of seeing people or their talent, artist Jabu.
Oh, yes.
Love what he's about and his work, and he's definitely one to follow up with and see what he creates.
Matthew Fox. What a thrill that was to have the great Matthew Fox here.
Hmm. Absolutely. How about Brian Benson? Be yourself to free yourself. Gotta love Brian.
You're here.
I liked The Science of Shame. I liked the book. I liked the message. Shame is something we can all overcome.
Mm.
It was a good conversation.
Mm.
Absolutely. And For those that have participated in our life improvement workshops, we had a great show about that with Andy Goldberg.
Right,
and thank you, Mark. You know, you just reminded me. I was interviewed today for The Little Dog That Could on somebody else's show, and she said life improvement, and I didn't want to correct her, but later on we got involved, and I didn't remember to tell her. It's not an error. There's not an E there on purpose. It's life improvement because we use improv to improve our lives. So anyway,
she could have just been improvising. You don't know.
Very good. You know, as you all are mentioning these names, it's like this big going off in my head of memories of what we talked about and what happened in the studio here at Studio NoHo while we were doing it and. Fun stuff.
It is fun. And each episode has its own style and flair and flavor because of the subject matter, the personality. I was thinking about Sarah Delane and the way she, you know, just is so out there and speaking her truth about relationships and being a fearless woman. And so many, you know, so many of our guests that are really unique and really walking their talk.
Josh Hayes was fun, and he talks about storyboarding, and we're all constantly storyboarding.
Who knew?
Unfortunately, most of us are unconsciously storyboarding our lives, and so he really nailed that for me.
Absolutely. Another fun one, Lauren Selman, Adapting to Change.
The
magic millennial. She's great.
The magic millennial, is that a thing?
Well,
or did you
it
just
will be
create
now.
It? There, look at that. I like that. Good for you. Good for you.
Good for all of us.
You know, I don't know how you all are doing this. I could just go through the whole list of all 52, 54, how many weeks in a
Do
year?
Do we have enough time?
Yeah, right. I mean, because every single one of them, obviously, otherwise they wouldn't have been on the show.
Speaking of going through lists, all of the music.
Yeah.
And so many of the selections that have been captured here have been amazing. We talked about some of the artists, but we got to tell our listeners they can go back to the Studio NoHo website and listen to so much of the great music here that Brent Hahn has captured. Studio-NoHo.net, and it's /live radio. Or when you're on the homepage, you'll see it. There's a big star, and there's live radio. I think there's 4 or 5 pages of music now. It's some really great selections.
Yes, thank you, Brent, for creating that page. And we should probably tell people NoHo is N-O-H-O. I don't know how anybody, maybe somebody would spell it differently.
That's a good, we don't want it to get confused with SoHo.
It stands for North NoHo. Hollywood, at least. Studio-NoHo.net. Anybody else? We don't have time to go over through all the shows and wish we could, but if people have time, they certainly can listen. And it's worth the time to listen.
Twice.
At
or
least.
Three times.
Some of the shows... they're learnings that I still go back and refer to.
You know, it's true. I kid, but yet when we listen back, you always hear, it's like watching a movie for the second time. You hear things that came through that you didn't even realize, or maybe it was a point that was made that needed to be, you know, kind of paused and thought about for a little while. So the second or third listen, you really get some new things out of it.
Well, one of the things I love about our show is that people that are on the show that come with a message end up leaving with a new message or a more expanded message or another message of their work.
It's a lot of fun with such a large variety of topics. That's what I like. Reincarnation. That was so much fun with Barbara Carlin and Carlton Wilburn.
Oh,
they're
right.
Just
right.
Amazing people sharing their thoughts and what makes them keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Well, actually, David...
Miller. Oh, my goodness. David Miller's story touched me. He learned from it, and he shared what he learned, and he's such a special being.
David Miller of Il Divo, for those
That's
that don't
right.
know the name offhand. Yeah.
Indeed. That was very special for me, too. And actually, what was really special, too, is... we had drinks afterwards, and then it's funny, but he showed me like this next project, which it was either during a commercial or something. He said to you, Mark, we'll talk about it on the next show. And he showed me this project that he's working on. It's like, wow, this is so cool. I can't wait to tell everybody. So and we know this. We know about this person's next book that's coming out and the film that this person's working. And it's like, if we thought this year was great, I can't wait till next year. I really am that excited.
And, We need to do like a precog version of Life Change as well.
Yeah, of what's coming, right? Well, speaking of what's coming, I'm excited about what's coming in so many different ways. What's coming, not only our musical guest that's coming up, but Francesco Di Cosmo, who we're happy to have on the show. But also, we're going to be talking about something I don't think we've ever talked about on the show. It's been a long time coming, as long as the show, if not longer, because we started thinking, how do we help other people? And we were thinking about and dreaming about and working on creating the Life Changes Foundation. And so when we come back, you'll see why. The show's called Randomly Acting Kind. And we will talk about the Life Changes Foundation when we come back with Mark Leisher and Dorothy Donahue and some surprise guests. All on the Life Changes Show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, happily sitting here with Mark and Dorothy. And a lot of people don't know this, but we have some clever titles to each episode of our shows. And we've had some people say, "Oh, that was really clever." And some guests say, "Oh, that should have been the name of my book." And those kind, or that will be the name of my next book. The person who comes up with most of those titles is Mark LeJour. So congratulations and thank you, Mark, for doing that so wonderfully. Today's show, you called for us Randomly Acting Kind, which is kind of a play on random acts of kindness. So, Randomly Acting Kind. So, as a lead-in to the Life Changes Foundation, please tell us what that title implies.
Well, you know, it is a play on the words of random act of kindness, but it's also, I think, a way of being. I think the whole idea is not preconceived. Preconceived kindness is great too, right? But how about just any time? How about spontaneity? How about surprises? How about magic? How about when needed? How about just because? And so I think that when it came through, when I was thinking about the title, I thought of what we are and what we do with each other, what we do with the guests, what this whole movement of Life Changes is about. It is, you know, randomly and not so randomly acting kind, but we want to have fun with it also. And that's, you know, leads back to the title and the using that phrase that way.
I'm glad we're talking about this because I'd like to bring the whole conversation about what that actually means, acting kind, just more to the forefront. And Dorothy actually reminded me the other day about something that I did say. I said, you know, I find that a bit annoying, and I wonder if I should try and tell somebody to stop that or something. And she said, "Filippo, that is an example of
a random act of kindness."
And it never dawned on me. So thank you, Dorothy. And we won't say what it was, but I'm learning. Dorothy, do you have anything else to say on the subject while we're here?
Well, no. It was interesting because what you were finding irritating, I was getting a lot of joy in doing because it was a random act of kindness. We were helping people.
Interesting.
And they never knew that we were responsible for helping them. Mm. And that works for me.
Interesting. Yeah. There you go.
It's part of the fun is the not knowing, but getting back to the title and what the show is about and ultimately the foundation, it's so much more than an act. Like what we've used as a spark, and we'll be going into that story. But what has inspired us all along is to step further into a way of being. A way of being kind, a way of relating, relating to each other, relating to the community, being our talk, walking our talk, you know, and And more importantly, doing it in a fun, comfortable, easy, joyful way. And, you know, I think as a society, we've kind of gotten away from being comfortable in joy. And you know, we're challenging ourselves to really step into that again and learn how to have more fun doing things for each other and with each other and for the community and with the community.
Mm. Well, you talk about a spark, and there have been many sparks. I mean, there have been fires going on, actually, at any time we get together and work on creating the future here. And one of them was helping people with a hotline, for example, not just when in the extreme cases of people wanting to commit suicide, but in the cases that happen more often, maybe, in that is people having changes in their lives that they don't know what to do with or just need someone to talk to, because certainly we've all been there. And so we have talked about starting a foundation where we could help people in this way and that way and this way. And it's been 10 years where we've been working on the show, or 10 years or so. And then finally this spark happened. And then we'll talk about that in a moment, but let's talk about the foundation.
Well, the like you said, there were a number of things that we've discussed, and the good news with the broad brush or the broad reality that is life changes is there's so many aspects to that reality and that constant, and there's so many different ways to touch people or help people. Mm. And so ultimately the foundation is a large umbrella that will do many things, but it really comes down to one overriding charter, which is changing lives positively, in encouraging positive change through random acts of kindness. And that can be supporting people, whether it's through hotlines or things of that nature, being there in their moment of need. And it can be flash mobs and random inspirational produced moments where we, you know, help the community to step into a joyful situation. Or it can be recognizing people that have just done the right thing or that have done good when that isn't always the case.
To Dorothy's point about helping people along the way, in like she enlightened me, that situation, it no longer becomes random. It actually becomes a very conscious or conscientious act of kindness. So I struggle with that sometimes, but we could play with the words. But three words that are really sticking are Life Changes Foundation. Something feels really great about that. A lot of things.
It's really exciting that we have started it. And tonight we will explain our first truly wonderful giving back to someone who has given back.
Ooh.
I was like, wow, I like that. Giving back to someone who's giving back. And that is, you were talking about the randomness of it, but I think that is part of the idea here, is this is not just a one-off foundation. This is a movement. We really want to continue to create a movement around individual events and large events and events of all events, experiences and happenings and support systems of all types that will empower and support. So the beginnings of things, pointing out things that are happening randomly, ought to become habit and just normal. So, you know, randomly acting normal eventually, hopefully, will be the case.
I love that.
So I get this phone call from Mark, and I could tell right away, about 3 or 4 months ago, right away from his voice, something horrible has happened. And Mark, without taking me through the trauma, could you share in a snippet phone call was about?
And it was even a little bit longer than that. Time has moved, and this is a long time coming. But I was at a meeting, and I had been redirected by my navigator to a parking garage that was far from my meeting. And so I was a little out of sorts and trying to leave that meeting, find the parking garage, then pay for the car, et cetera, et cetera. When I got to the back to the car.
And this is L.A., so people have to understand that because it's not traffic chaos. And all that stuff.
Chaos. And there were other things going on. There were life changes going on in my life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So,
yes.
And it was a pretty big meeting, which I was also excited about. So I had a lot on mind. And when I got back to the car, the parking garage attendant wasn't immediately there to find him, pay him, and move on. And so what did I do? I set my laptop, which I was carrying, on the roof of the truck. And I went and paid him, and I got in.
I'm getting Aja.
And I drove away.
Listening to this again. Go on.
And about 28 minutes later, I looked around from my laptop, which was normally sitting in the passenger seat next to me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's not here. Oh, wait a minute. And in a panic, I turned around. I drove back to the garage. I looked for the computer and talked to people and went into the local, you know, the buildings and the offices, and nothing. It was gone. I was sure that it had, you know, found a new owner. And I was pretty dejected. There's a lot of work there.
A lot of our work there, too.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what went through your mind. If my computer were to disappear, it would be like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Dejected doesn't even cover it, especially at that time and in that moment. You know, so much more was lost. I'm a single father. There's, you know, pictures and videos of my son and that. And you immediately wonder, was I on time with backing stuff up? Did I back stuff up properly? And no, I hadn't for a while. And so gosh knows what would have been lost. I just assumed it was gone and that I wouldn't see it again. And I was starting to go through that process of accepting what I had done. And of course, there's, you know, you beat yourself up. Why would I do that? I know better than that. And I've never done that before, but, you know, those type of things.
Well, I've done that before with shoes. Like
setting it down. Right.
A cup of coffee.
Coffee, maybe.
But Mark, just to give a plug to how we all now work with each other, what did I do? Did I like, you idiot? Are you kidding me? What did I do?
No, I think you said something like, it's okay, and maybe you'll get a call and they'll return it.
I did say that.
And for a moment, I was like, boy, that'd be amazing. And then I went right back to, no, that's never going to happen.
Well, for a moment, I actually thought that could happen. And then I thought, no,
most people don't. And so many people have been in a place of losing a phone or losing a laptop or an iPad or, you know, a tablet or whatever their devices are. We're in an age that everybody has one. And so many times people leave them in cabs or taxis. And I've done that. In the past, I left, you know, a phone in a taxi cab in New York and, you know, never got it back and, you know, those types of things. So,
yeah. Within the business that was in there, you were devastated, truly, over losing beautiful Jet's childhood pictures and memories. It was like, oh, my God. And we take it for granted that these things are going to be around all of the time. So, I knew it was coming back. I didn't know how. And I was like you and Filippo for a minute. I said, it's coming back. And then I started questioning how.
Yeah.
How is that going to happen?
One other thing, too, that why it was so important is even though I've been a proponent and an evangelist of the connected world and have been around cloud, the thoughts of cloud computing since long before, I had chosen not to use cloud backup. For various reasons. And so the computer was my default hard drive. Mm. And so that was why. There wasn't just automatically click on, you know, iCloud or whatever source people use and download that. So there would have been significant loss.
Well, I hate to leave everybody on a cliffhanger, but this story does continue after these messages. We'll be back on the Life Changes Show with a surprise right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. Of course, I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and Dorothy's with us. And Mark, you called me again. How long after that first call? We've been talking about this horrific story. I think it's horrific. It
had to be probably a couple of weeks.
A couple
after
of weeks?
That. Maybe 10 days or 7 to 10 days, something like that.
Wow.
It was a little bit of time that went by, but not a lot of time, but enough that I had pretty much been convinced that my initial worry was correct, that no, it wasn't coming back. And or at least maybe it felt like 2 weeks, and maybe it was 4 or 5 days. I don't even remember exactly, yeah. But it was a, yeah. It was a long enough time. And I got a call from Nuri, who is now in the studio with us, who is from Argentina, and her boys are also here, Christopher and Joseph. And she said, I have something for you. And proceeded to tell me the story. And I think it'd be better, maybe, Nuri, if you would share the story from your perspective.
Well, actually, there's this thing that's funny to me. First of all, before we get into the funny, Nuri Yumila and Christopher and Joseph, welcome to the Life Changes show.
Thank you.
You're all here to share a special story. And the story is that Nuri, you're driving down the road in Hollywood or Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, I was going to work as I'm a nanny, so I was running, basically. I was driving, and then I saw something on the floor. And then
on the road?
Yeah, on the road, and then I remember seeing it, and then I stopped my car because I was going to crash onto. And then I was just looking at it, and then I was thinking to pick it up, but then I called my friend, and then I said, look, something is on the floor. What should I do? And then she says, and then I say, no, I'm going to get off and see. But, you know, nowadays you can be a bomb, can be anything, you know. It's scary nowadays. But then I went in and I pick it up. And then I saw it looked like a computer, but I didn't check inside because it was having...
It was in a case.
It was in a case. So the case wasn't really showing there was a computer inside. But then I kept driving, and then I went around the shopping place, and then there were some workers there that they were working on the streets. And then I asked them, and then I say, did that anybody ask about something?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they were saying, no, that I know of. And then I go like, okay. And then I drove. I took off. So when I went to my job, I told the lady that I work for, and then I said, look, I got a computer, but she's a busy person. She was like, oh, good. She don't even pay attention to me. And then I go like, I really wanted her to just look at it and help me out to find out who was it. But there's busy people that, you know. And then the whole day, your computer was in my car. So I took it home. And when I got home, put it on the table. And then I say to my boys, look, I found this on the street. And then we open up, and then three of them were there. And then he says, Mom, I can't believe it. That's a computer. That's a laptop.
That's and what we asked Santa Claus for.
and then he said, it's one of the newest ones. He says, this one even has microphone on the sides. And then I go like, okay. And then I was in shock, and I said, okay, but probably this belonged to somebody, so we have to look for it. Mm. So honestly, I have three boys. And you know, I'm not embarrassed to telling you, but, you know, teenagers are teenagers and whatever they have in their heads. So my elder son says, okay, Mom, do whatever you think is necessary to do. Then let's do it. The other one, too, I agree with it. And the middle one says, why? Why do we
wait,
have
wait, he's
to...
the one that's not here?
Yeah, that's yeah. the oh, one that is not here.
How convenient.
He's getting embarrassed about it.
He likes to speak his mind.
Well. So, and then he say, why? Mom, just think about it. Just, you know, why are you going to return it? And then I say, because this thing belongs to somebody that probably he's looking for it. And then it seems like probably he has a lot of stuff in there. You know, if I lose something, I will be so sad if they don't give it back to me, wow. You know?
You said this.
I say that to them yeah. in the kitchen.
Christopher, then, what did you say?
I told her... It's a very expensive computer right from the start. Once you put it on the table, we're like, oh, right. This is a Mac computer. This yeah. is really expensive.
And like, you don't have one like
no,
that.
No, we don't have one yeah. like that. So then the first thought that came into everybody's mind was like, oh, is it ours? Oh, is it ours? But she was like, no, I found it. It belongs to somebody.
Oh,
and
wow.
then I thought to myself, like, she always makes us think this way. Just like, imagine how hard he worked to get that computer. Imagine how long it took him to do all these things. It's like, yeah. it's something that he loses in a blink of an eye. He loses everything. And then mm-hmm. in order for us to keep that away from him, it's like, it's not right.
Wow.
It doesn't seem right.
And Joseph, what did you think or what did you say?
I felt the same way that, like, it's an expensive computer and, like, he must work hard for something like that. And, mm-hmm. like, for it to just be gone like that, like, it just must be, like, it's probably a horrible feeling.
Joseph, can I ask how old you are?
Huh?
Can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 15.
You're 15.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And you?
I'm 20.
Wow. Good for both. No, Nuri, I'm not going to ask you. Don't worry. But good for both. good for both of you. I just needed a moment of levity because I was getting a little bit too emotional there.
Now, you know, our listeners get to hear this. And this was, it was enough to know that it was on the roadside. It wasn't even in the parking lot or somewhere where maybe it was kind of sitting there and somebody just, but to stop and get it, to then locate it. And then when I heard that you had a Windows 98 computer, I think, you know, and didn't have anything like this. And then to know that one of your boys challenged you, which to me is part of the magic here, because you went yeah. that much further in saying, I'm going to do the right thing. And so I'm grateful to him for even taking that position, because I believe it's helped to create this moment, in fact.
So then, Mark, you called me and you said?
I called and I said that I wasn't in a position to give a reward at the time for various reasons. And I wanted to go above and beyond a normal reward, and that thought grew over time to be a catalyst, because this is something that we at Life Changes have wanted to do from the beginning, is to support. It's what we do with our show. It's what we do with each other, but also to support random acts of kindness and creating a movement to do more, which is what you did, just doing something for the good, for it being the right thing. And we wanted to use this as an inspiration to not only give you a laptop computer and as a thank you for doing the right thing.
You're going to make me cry, though.
but yes. also to use this beautiful story and your integrity and your boys and your family as the catalyst for launching our dream, the Life Changes Foundation, that we waited some time to do, but create now the beginnings of being able to do hopefully more and more and more for many more people for a long time to come.
So Mark set up...
Can I say something?
Of course.
I just want to let you know something from the beginning, that I gave you the computer, that there was no need for you to give me a reward.
You did say that.
I say that to you, yeah. And then because the feeling that I have when I gave it to you, it was a relief. It was like something I cannot really explain to you what do I feel, but I feel really, really good. Mm. And by you doing this now, this is the best Christmas ever we have. Oh. It's so nice. It's absolutely nice. What you're doing for my boys and myself, you know, it's nice. Wow. But I just want people to know that I was checking. Even kids were donating money for this cause, and yeah. that really touched me. Because yes. there were children there putting, like, I don't even know, like $20 and stuff. Yes. And out of all this story, I think what it really matters is that people, the world is not, there's so much bad stuff going on that people does not really, you know, being grateful for what they have. Right. And look around the other people, you know, and trying to help. You don't have to do a lot of stuff. Very simple things. I appreciate why you've given it to us. For this, it's really big thing. It's amazing. It's a big thing. And all I can say is just, I just hope, like, you guys keep going with your lives, and God bless you all. This is really nice what you guys do.
Thank you, Nuri. Well, before the handoff, I have to say that this computer is actually better than the one Mark has.
So, can we change?
Oh, that's very sweet. She said, you can exchange. That is so
we'll
sweet. The beauty keeps going. So
it looks like you're using a lot of stuff.
That's right. You have more people, and I couldn't be more thrilled with the ability to do this and to launch our foundation and just what you said, getting more and more people involved.
And I saw your son also, you know. Right. I saw the face of you. Beautiful, handsome, that you're handsome.
Thank you.
Your son. And when I was looking at it, I go like, no, it's like there's no doubt about it. We have to return this computer. And then, you know, it happens to me many times. Mm. One time I just found a wallet. It turns out it was the neighbor's. And then I told my husband, okay, it just come to the right hands because you're going to return it. I know that. That's what he told me. But anyway, I think I keep this in my soul.
Speaking about the right hands, both of these boys are waiting to get their computer on their hands.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, you guys have to share.
Yes,
that's the key. Yeah. You guys have to share.
Even Alex. And if I can also add something, I just said, I also want to say that I'm very happy that I was really blessed with my mom. She's taught us many things in life. Like, I know we don't have a lot. I'm not great. I'm grateful for everything that we have. They've really pushed themselves in order to give us everything that we have. So we learn to cherish even the little things. Cherish every single part of it.
Well said.
Nuri, if you ask me, that's the best Christmas present ever.
It is. No, this is the best.
No, that's a good one.
The
computer is a good one. But what
your
son just said. So,
I'm so happy to finally meet you.
The computer is actually a real plus. I want to thank you, Filippo, Dorothy, Mark. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Mark, for
and even Brent.
And thank you, Mary, and all of you for inspiring this. And the foundation is officially launched with this beautiful act of kindness. So that started from
the story is going to grow.
Mary.
And thanks to all the people again that donate money for this cause. And that shows that there is a lot of people who care about other people.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to keep them involved. And we're so grateful to every one of them. And there's going to be more to come. This is the beginning of a movement which will continue to grow, and we're going to have a lot of fun bringing a lot of joy and more random acts of kindness in many, many different
ways.
But
if you need the computer, let me know.
And Nuri, with your story, that the world became a little bit, if not a lot more, a lot less scary today. And much more loving. So thank you all, Nuri and Christopher and Joseph. And what's your other son's name?
Alexander.
And thank you to Alexander as well.
Thank you, Alexander.
No, we're going to show them.
And you can all share. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Dorothy. This has been beautiful. And when we come back, the beauty continues with beautiful music by Francesco Di Cosmo right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month On Fiji, we get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and Mark's here, and Dorothy's here. It's like the whole family's here, and Nuri's here with Christopher and Joseph, and we're joined in the studio by Francesco Di Cosmo, or Francesco.
Very good. you're the only person that hasn't mispronounced it yet. That's pretty good. Probably because you're Italian.
Probably. He's a Grammy-winning bassist. He's a vocalist. He's a worked with Thin Lizzy and Evanescence and John Bonham. I know, the list goes on. Chris Poland and Ronnie Montrose, Bobby Kimball. Should I stop? Anytime?
No, keep going.
He does TV and film and, of course, touring.
Jason Bonham.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll just keep going. Worlds Apart, Jaded. Okay. Anyway, it's a pleasure to have Francesco here. Francesco Di Cosmo, welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having us.
What a great show to have you on. Your brainchild has spawned Moonchild.
Yeah. Well, today with us here is our fabulous guitar player in the band Moonchild, who I met years ago in music school.
Here, let me try and pronounce his name. T-Bone Anderson.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
that's his nickname, but his real name is Torbjorn.
Oh, see? Now, okay, Torbjorn, I can do that too. Yeah,
you can do it.
And he's going to be on guitar. But so tell me about Moonchild.
Well, Torbjorn and I have played on and off together for many, many years, about 10, 15 years. But this was the first opportunity we've actually had to be in a band together. So
fun.
And he is just a fabulous musician, and we always play well together.
So yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
We play three nights a week at the Village Pub in Palm Springs.
Grateful that you're here today, because you just got back from Palm Springs after singing those three nights.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal having you here. So thank you.
It's cool. It's our pleasure to be here. And thanks for having us.
Well,
thanks
thank you. Us. And we got to hear you on Paul Lee Padgett's show, Rockers for Wildlife, and Tess Cacciatore has been talking about you for a while, and here you finally are. And then I got to hear you do live a song about change, and I thought, wait a minute, this has to happen on the Life Changes show. So tell me, what's that song about?
Well, as everyone has been conscious of, there's a lot of change happening.
Yeah, seems like more and more.
In the world in the last 20 years, more than I have seen in my entire life.
More than I have seen in my entire life.
And I just wanted to write a song about being conscious of those changes and reacting in a positive way and trying to make, some positive changes to offset the negative ones,
Awesome.
That's all we can do, really, is try to make life better on this planet. And then that's why we play music, really,
Hear, hear.
It's not for the chicks. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Psych.
Just kidding. It's all for the cheeks.
It hasn't worked for 20 years.
There's a 15-year-old boy in the studio.
Okay. He likes girls, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay, right. What am I worried about? All right, well,
it's all organic.
Here's Francesco Di Cosmo and T-Bone Anderson playing live as part of Moonchild. Their song, what's it called?
It's called Tongues of Angels.
Tongues. Like T-O-N-S or...
No, tongues of angels.
Tongues, like la-la-la-la. Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. I wrote the song with a friend of mine, this great songwriter, producer, Frank Greenfield, who I have to mention that because he's...
Yeah. You know, hey, Frank.
Co-writer. And he's such a great guy. Actually, he's the guitar player in the Gap Band right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, he's super cool producer, writer guy. And we met at the Baked Potato in North Hollywood a couple years ago, about a year and a half ago or so, and he's just so cool. We just like vibed, and I was like, hey man, come on over to my house, we'll, you know, write some music sometime. So the first day he came over, he had this cool guitar riff, and then I wrote a bunch of, you know, other musical parts and the lyrics, and I just had these because sometimes, you know, when you think about your life and your journey here on this planet, for me, when I think introspectively, I connect with things. I call it the God mind. You know, I try to connect with the God mind for answers.
Yeah.
You know, deep within yourself. Or, wow. You know, like, you know, so, you know, sometimes you have voices that kind of guide you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
It kind of made sense to call it Tongues of Angels because sometimes you hear things in your deep self.
Yeah.
That. They're not necessarily voices, but thoughts, you know, like, hey, maybe, you know, this could be something that could help change the world.
Wow.
You know? So,
man, you're the real deal. I mean, you're a rocker through and through, although you play all the other kinds of music, too. But you got this connection and you're sharing it, and more power to you and more power to all of us. I can't wait to hear it again. Here's Francesco Di Cosmo and Tongues of Angels live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Shot the light through the darkness from you.
Francesco Di Cosmo. Francesco Di Cosmo look, he's doing the hands.
Say it with your hands.
We're speaking in Italian, just with our hands. Grammy-winning bassist. Hold on, I'm working over here for you. Grammy-winning bassist, vocalist, Francesco Di Cosmo. You can learn more about him at francescodicosmo.com. That's Francesco. Everybody can write that, right?
I think so.
Yeah?
It's Francisco with an E, so it's F-R-A-N-E-S-C-O.
Okay,
and then F-R-A-N-C-E-S-C-O.
Yeah, and then DiCosmo, DiCosmo.com.
Right.
DiCosmo.com.
DiCosmo.com. Yeah.
And thank you, T-Bone Anderson on guitar. You guys are amazing, and so amazing, in fact, that during sound check, you were just riffing, and I thought, people should hear this. All you guys did was just like, all you guys did.
Right.
Yeah, that's all. What you guys were doing. Like, you weren't even, like, trying to do something, and it sounded awesome because that's who you guys are. Can we just have a minute or two of whatever that was?
Sure. We're going to use a little Mr. Drum, just add water machine here.
Okay, do you have a name for this, by the way? Not the machine. What you're going to play?
Eclipse.
Okay. Hey. Let's call it Eclipse. Hey. Perfect. Eclipsed. All right. Well, here's Eclipsed. Here's Francesco Di Cosmo.
Staying the theme in the moon theme. I'm mooning you.
Okay.
I'm mooning you again.
Okay, with the moon child. I get it. Playing Eclipsed with T-Bone Anderson here live on the Life Changes Show at Studio No. We'll be right back. Francesco Di Cosmo and T-Bone Anderson. Together they make up Moonchild along with several others. I can't wait to see you all live again at the Village Pub in Palm Springs and, of course, several other places. You can go to Francesco Di Cosmo, DiCosmo.com to learn more about him, get CDs, and if people want you on their online sessions. And
I do online sessions, and also the band is going to do a record. So the band website is at Artist eCard. So if you go to artistecard.com and then go slash Moonchild, you'll find us there.
Artistecard.com/ Moonchild.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll have that link on our website as well at lifechangesshow.com, so you can always find it there. Look under Francesco Di Cosmo. In the meantime, thank you, grazie, Francesco, for being here with us.
Grazie.
And I don't know how to say it in Swedish, but...
How do you say it in Swedish?
Tack så mycket.
Right. To Timon Anderson.
It's very much like and, thank you very much.
I could say gracias to Nuri, right? And Christopher and Joseph. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you to Dorothy and Mark for... all that you are
you.
To me. Want to give a big shout out to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo. Thank you for making us all sound so good here.
Thanks again to all the donors for the GoFundMe.
Yes, thank you to all the donors for the GoFundMe that made this possible.
Here comes the Life Changes Foundation.
Yeah, awesome, indeed. Here comes the Life Changes Foundation. I'm just going to repeat everything you say because it sounds so good.
And thank you, Brent. And thank you, Dorothy.
And a big thank you to Doug at BBS Radio Network and Don at BBS Radio Network. With that... on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, and of course, I, your host, Filippo Voltaggio, we want to say thank you and remind you that as your life changes, like ours obviously did tonight,
you did change my life.
We're here for you. Ciao, everybody.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit